106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. June 10th is the official date for the Banff Farmers Market on Wednesday, and it's a brand new location on Bear Street. Something that's been pretty successful in its first few years, just like the Canmore Market has. The owner of the market there was hoping to expand a little bit and do a big weekend thing out of the Heritage train station. That's a no-go, at least at this point in time.
3 days was a bit much, and also concerns from businesses in Banff about competition weighed on several of the councillors, and it was a tie vote, which means three were okay with it, three weren't, and that means it's defeated.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Sorensen was the one who was absent from the meeting, and have to be curious in a tie vote situation how she would have voted. I guess you never really know. I'm inclined to think she would have voted with the no side of it, because from what I understand, at least the argument that was presented in council, it's all about policy and procedure and regulations. The fact that they don't actually have in the land use bylaw permitting process for this type of use in that area on private lands there.
That's a key distinction. The two farmers markets that happen in the Bow Valley on Wednesday and Thursday in Canmore and Banff are municipally supported. They're on public land. To go to a private location 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is a big ask. I remember several years ago, Canmore Business and Tourism was interested in having a Saturday market here in Canmore, and it was immediately withdrawn as a proposal due to concerns about businesses, especially businesses that surround the area where the market goes. Regardless of how much we love our market, we have to think about the broader implications of expanding it. I do enjoy getting farm direct fruits and vegetables from a farmer's market. It's very popular. It's very chic.
It's very Canmore Banff thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very Bow Valley.
Very Bow Valley.
I don't think this is the last we'll see.
No, not at all. In fact, from what I understand, administration in Banff was directed to find ways to fill in those gaps in the land use bylaw to make a use like this work down the road so they can maybe look at again for next summer.
And there's a fundamental conflict that occurs between businesses that have that overhead cost of renting in the Bow Valley, which is not cheap commercial space, and the overhead cost of a business that has a stall in a farmer's market. To me, it's a high-level concern. I'm not so sure how belt buckles and earrings necessarily competes with every retailer in a town. But my prediction, Rob, within the next 12 months, we're going to see the food truck debate hit Canmore.
Yeah.
We have a food truck that is about to open up. It's a food bus.
I saw on Facebook the other day, there's another lady in town who's opened up a mobile coffee barista.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a number of people talk about the future of that in Canmore, because right now we have no policy direction from council or administration regarding it. It's just they're allowed next to the United Church. Three businesses there. The farmers market has food vendors the 1 day a week, and that's it. Is there potential for more?
I think just as a general society, I mean, you look at some of the bigger markets and food trucks have become a huge thing in the last 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, it's only a matter of time before that discussion happens here. And I think it's only a matter of time before food trucks really make a big presence in the Bow Valley.